This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America today remembering the 9/11 attacks 18 years later.
Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
Then President George W. Bush speaking there on that tragic morning. Today, President Trump and First Lady Melania are at the Pentagon Memorial Services, a 9/11 ceremony also to be held at the Flight 93 National Memorial in Pennsylvania, where Vice President Mike Pence is in attendance, and New York City is holding its traditional reading of the names of all of the victims in the 9/11 attacks when the towers came down at Ground Zero. Republicans win two U.S. House special elections in North Carolina yesterday. After the victories, President Trump tweets, "Big night for the Republican Party. Congratulations to all." And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
The American Lung Association has a new warning against e-cigarettes. In a statement, the President Harold Wimmer says the devices are not safe, and in his words, can cause irreversible lung damage and disease. The message comes after a sixth person was confirmed to have died from lung disease linked to vaping. The CDC is still looking into more than 450 cases of vaping-related illnesses. National Security Advisor John Bolton is out, as President Trump says he fired Bolton, though Bolton responded in a tweet that he'd offered to resign on Monday, but the president's response was, "Let's talk about it tomorrow." Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spoke to reporters about the shakeup yesterday afternoon.
I'm never surprised.
Well, let me ask you something.
And I don't mean that on just this issue. And I think Secretary Mnuchin would say the same thing.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An Arizona mom is facing charges after her daughter filmed her driving home drunk. Glendale police say the 10-year-old took video of her mother, 31-year-old Stephanie Davis, driving under the influence, and then the girl called police. Police say responding officers found the woman was reeking of booze and was unsteady on her feet, so she was arrested. McDonald's has announced the acquisition of a company that's going to assist it in automating its drive-through process. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King with details.
The fast food chain agreed to acquire Apprente, a California-based company that was founded in 2017 with a focus on creating voice-based platforms for complex, multilingual, multi-accent, and multi-item conversational ordering. McDonald's said the technology will be used to make the drive-through faster and more accurate. The deal comes after McDonald's tested Apprente's technology at some of the locations. Apprente will also serve as the founding member of a new internal technology-focused group within McDonald's called McD Tech Labs. The company expects to hire additional engineers, scientists, and other advanced technology experts to join the group in the future. I'm Wendy King.
Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Jill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, see what's that sound? Everybody look what's cool.
Hey, ready or not, here we come. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. On this very honorable day, 9-11, 18 years ago, our country was attacked, and we pause and remember, you know, what happened. 18 years ago, the United States was attacked. We lost 2,996 souls. Over 6,000 more were injured. And I believe, if I remember correctly, at the memorial, there was something like, I think, at least 5 unborn souls. The women were pregnant. And they were, you know, part of the victims as well. But I don't know that they're in that number counted up. With us right now, Bruce Kaufman, our favorite historian, back with us to help us remember 9/11 and help us, you know, consider, you know, what did we learn, you know, from 18 years ago? What are we learning still, even today? Bruce, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. And here's one thing we learned, which accounts for the fact that since for 18 years there has not been a orchestrated mass casualty Muslim jihadist attack on America's soil. Mm-hmm. So what we learned, what we had not learned in 9/11, was how badly our inter-security agency communication was. In other words, the FBI was not communicating with the CIA, and the CIA was not communicating with the NSA or the FBI. And therefore, when one agency would learn something suspicious with respect to a possible attack on the United States, it was not shared with the other agencies. A perfect example is the FBI discovered that there were a whole bunch of young male Middle Easterners who were signing up for flight school.
Exactly.
And one of the flight instructors shared with an FBI agent, they don't seem to care about learning how to land the planes. And if you're not going, if you're going to crash into a building, you don't need to learn how to land a plane.
Exactly.
And so that information went up the, you know, up the hierarchy of the FBI, and what happened to it, nobody knows, because it was not generally known by the CIA or the NSA. So they were not communicating with each other. So one thing we have learned is that we are now much better coordinated in terms of our counterterrorism methods.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe we should institute red flag laws for the FBI. What do you think?
We'd have to check the constitutionality of those bills.
Well, no, I'm not saying, you know, targeted for them, but I mean, it's like, these are, you know, red flag notices,
yeah,
like,
no, you're
this,
right? Yeah,
right?
That would be an excellent idea, is that there should be some kind of red flag policy that every single agency that has anything to do with security of the United States is a part of, absolutely.
Well, and the thing, you know, even here, I mean, I still hear that there remains a bit of a disruption and lack of cooperation, you know, within the inner circles of, you know, the intelligence community. And, of course, you know, there's so much that's still filtering through the process here that the people don't know about. We hear pieces, things reported, Judicial Watch discoveries and that sort of thing, that has us questioning our intelligence community, and that's not good.
No, it's not. I'm not saying we're perfect. I'm saying that we are better than we were before. We did learn that one lesson, that if you know something that could lead to a possible terrorist attack in the United States, share it with the other security agencies.
Exactly. And we're, you know, I want to believe, Bruce, that we're getting better at that, that citizens are speaking up, but we still hear reports. And again, nobody's claiming perfection here, but we need to understand that, you know, before 9/11, we thought, hey, America's pretty well protected by the waters and we're so far away from everything. But 9/11 was a rather cruel wake-up call, was it not?
It was absolutely a cruel wake-up call. Yeah, we've always thought, because we have the Atlantic, the Pacific Ocean between us and the Far East and us and Europe, where most of the wars were always being fought, that we were somehow immune. But, you know, you're right. That was a wake-up call that we're no longer immune, that oceans are not going to protect us.
Well, as we know, that shining light on a hill draws people for many reasons. Certainly, despots and other, you know, cruel rulers look to the freedoms that we espouse, and they blame their, you know, their residents, their constituency is being riled up because of the freedoms that America lives.
Yeah, yeah. Also, one other thing to remember is, and again, this is never going away, all right, because the jihadist movement is not based on money, it's not based on power, it's based on doing God's will. Mm-hmm. And that is a huge motivator. So as the Ayatollah Khomeini said, and this is a direct quote, those who study jihad will understand why Islam wants to conquer the whole world. All the countries conquered by Islam or to be conquered in the future will be marked for everlasting salvation, for they shall live under Allah's law.
That's
jihadism.
So how do you negotiate with the Taliban?
Yeah. I have no idea. I do not know. And by the way, it was a very bad idea for President Trump I'm glad he canceled that meeting. Mm-hmm. But to have a meeting with the Taliban at Camp David?
Yeah.
Camp David is the place where in September of 2001, President Bush and his military advisors met to discuss what kind of military response we should launch against al-Qaeda and the Taliban members who had supported them. No members of the Taliban should ever set foot on Camp David soil.
Mm-hmm. Again, I think that this is some, you know, that I think rightfully so, people can be critical about this president because he's not from the traditional mold.
No.
And doesn't understand a certain hallowed points or hallowed grounds of this country and how people look at these things. But as I tell my kids all the time, experience defines preference. And hopefully the president, outside of his ego, can you know, readjust. And but like you said, and I think others also agree with you, Bruce, that we were thankful that the president saw that this was untenable and called it off.
Yeah,
I mean, what a way to start a negotiation. We're going to kill an American first, and then we'll negotiate. Really?
Really, and and that's the other thing. And let's remember Ronald Reagan, trust but verify.
Right.
I fully support President Trump doing everything he can from a negotiation standpoint to convince the Taliban to cease and desist in this, but you need definitive, verifiable proof that they're going to do that. Mm-hmm. And that's the challenge right now.
Yeah, I think the other challenge we have just in ideology, you have to match up ideology. You know, it's like you know, what you learn in the sandbox in kindergarten at your first day of school when a bully comes to you. If you do not push back on that bully, the rest of your educational career has you targeted to be bullyable.
Correct.
And that's what happens. I mean, we keep thinking with our own Western mindset, we want to project, you know, being nice and peaceful, but we do not understand ancient hatred that exists in the Middle East and the fundamental problems that people have lived with there, you know, forever. And that's why, you know, Israel continues to battle in a way, argue for their freedom, and they have that pushback of the Arabs and the Palestinians saying, no, wait a minute, we want to share land. They don't want to share land. They want to take over the entire, all of Israel and make Israel go away. Well, how do you negotiate with that in mind?
You don't. Drive the Jews into the sea. That's exactly their goal. And how do you negotiate that? There's the only way you negotiate that is you are the superior power.
Right. So we have to match ideology, and I think that maybe therein is the rub, and we can talk a little bit more about when we get back, because still a lot of controversy on the exit of John Bolton. And like anything, we look at it as a grand recipe. People bring different ingredients that are important to bear on the issues. More from Bruce Kaufman after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is sponsored by Facebook. Facebook is expanding its new local alert tool nationally by the end of the year. Local Alerts enables local governments and first responders to communicate urgent information when it directly affects people in their community or requires them to take action, such as road closures, blackouts, or natural disasters. Jimmy O'Keefe is the product marketing manager at Facebook.
When authorities mark posts as local alerts, Facebook greatly amplifies their reach so that people living in an affected community are more likely to see them. Facebook sends notifications to people living in the affected area and also shows that information on Today In, a new place on Facebook for local news, community information, and conversations between neighbors.
Over the past year, information officers from over 350 local governments have used local alerts in a range of everyday emergencies, including flash flood warnings, mandatory evacuations, and 911 outages. For more, visit facebook.com/help/publisher/local alerts.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us as we remember 9/11. Bruce Kaufman is with us. Bruce, we had interviewed the producer of the movie, which has become, it's a documentary that's going to be out today, and it's become a play. It's on Broadway, Come Away, You Are Here, and the incredible story of the passengers, of, what was it, like 20, 40 planes, something like that? Close to 40 planes that landed in Gander, Newfoundland. They were, basically stranded. I mean, here it is. I mean, it was incredible to think of what happened in 9/11. And you had these planes that had to get on the ground as quickly as possible. Because, what could air traffic control, what could they expect? I mean, at this point, anybody in the air could be a possible terrorist, a possible hijacking. So what air traffic did was they told all the planes, just get to the ground, get to the nearest airport as quickly as you possibly can. Well, we had airlines, I can't remember the exact number, 40, I could be off, but it was a number of airplanes, I mean, in this particular case, that ended up in Gander. Gander is a population of about 9,000, and the next thing you know, in a matter of hours, they have 7,000 people on the tarmac there on the at the airport. It was massive. As one of the pilots said, they were parked, head to tail. I mean, it was just amazing what happened there, and an incredible story. Have you seen the play?
My wife saw the play. I did not, but she told me all about it. Yeah.
It is very powerful about how the community came together. Can you imagine you're sitting on the tarmac, for 24 hours? I mean, because what did the people there in Gander know? They didn't know if they could have had a terrorist on the plane. All they know is that they had all these people coming in from Europe that had to stop there and just chill until, the government figured out what the heck was going on and get a handle on the airspace and reclaim it. But meanwhile, the people are on the tarmac for, 24 hours. Then finally, the community took them in, fed them and, took care of them for 5 days. And, it was an incredible story. And the documentary, as I mentioned, is out today. And, that's just a powerful must-see documentary to remind you, in the midst of all this murder and attack on this country, how people came to our aid, including, as you mentioned, as we were talking off air, NATO, Article 5.
Yep. That's one of the ironies, of course. Article 5, NATO was formed after World War II in order to, by 12 Western democracies, including the United States, in order to keep the Soviet Union from invading Western Europe, because the Soviet Union had put an iron curtain over Eastern Europe and controlled Eastern Europe. So the Western European powers were worried that the Soviet army, the largest in the world, might one day want to invade them as well. So NATO was formed, and it was crucial that the United States be a part of NATO, because if Western Europe was invaded by the Soviet Union, part of the NATO charter was Article 5, which said an attack on one NATO member is an attack on all. Mm-hmm. So if the Soviets had invaded Western Europe, the United States, which actually stationed troops in Western Europe as tripwires, U.S. bloodshed, U.S. soldiers killed, the United States is going to retaliate. And the United States at that time was the only nation with atomic weapons. Mm-hmm. So the point to the Soviets was stay out, and it worked. For 52 years, from formation NATO until the Soviet Empire collapsed, NATO territory was never invaded by the Soviets. Then 9/11 occurs. The very next day, the NATO members deliberated for several hours, and then Lord George Robertson, the NATO Secretary General, said, "We are invoking Article 5 for the first time in our history to come to the aid of the United States, to help the United States in this being attacked by Al-Qaeda." And so Western European nations actually did launch airstrikes against Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan as part of Operation Enduring Freedom. So the irony, of course, is that for 50 years we always thought that the United States would be the first to come to the aid of Western European nations. After 9/11, they came to our aid.
And to think, Bruce, I mean, here we are for 18 years. We've had this war in Afghanistan, and we can appreciate the president would want to bring our soldiers home. But history is replete with evidence that, you know, it ain't over till it's over.
Yeah, and as we mentioned before, Bill, this is not, jihad is not about power, it's not about money, it's about serving God, it's about doing God's will, and that's a huge motivation. That means it ain't ever over until it's over.
Right, and it is as much as the American ideal is ideological, so is theirs. I mean, this is a clash of cultures, is it not?
Yeah, it is. It is. It absolutely is.
In the grand scheme, you mentioned Norman Ornstein. I want to bring that to the discussion as well. Okay. Ornstein, as we know, is an American political scientist. He's a scholar with the American Enterprise Institute, and you reported on this a number of years ago, and I want you to share that with our audience.
Okay, so Norman Ornstein wrote an article in the Washington Post after 9/11, in which we said, talk about one thing we haven't learned, because 18 years later, we don't have it. He said, we have 27 amendments to the Constitution. Our 28th ought to be an amendment that gives Congress the temporary power to appoint members of the House of Representatives. If a senator dies, the governor of his state or her state can immediately appoint a temporary senator until the next election. The Constitution says that only members of Congress can be, members of the House of Representatives can be replaced through special elections. Now, as we know, United Flight 93, the one that was headed for Washington, that Todd Beamer and those other courageous passengers fought for control, and the plane crashed in western Pennsylvania.
Shanksville, right.
Mm-hmm. Right. That was headed for Washington. Had its target been the Capitol, which was certainly going to be one of its targets, and Congress was in session, and it killed enough people in the House and the Senate to prevent that Congress from reaching a quorum, and Congress can't do business until a quorum is reached, then we've got a huge problem. In the Senate, they can quickly solve that problem by the governors appointing senators. But in the House, you need those special elections, and that would take a long time, especially if as many as 300 or 400 members of the House died. So Ornstein's point was, we need a 28th Amendment that gives Congress the temporary power, regardless of whether a quorum can be reached, to appoint members of the House to replace those who died. Therefore, Congress can immediately start passing legislation, including legislation funding our military response to the 9/11 attacks.
Seems like a no-brainer idea, doesn't it?
It does seem like a no-brainer, and you talk about things we have not yet learned, it is still not a constitutional amendment.
Well, maybe we need to bring that up again, so I appreciate you bringing it to light here this morning on this show, because, you know, In retrospect, I mean, it's easy to get overwhelmed by it. And part of the problem is the further you get away from 9/11, then you get, some very weird attributions, like a congresswoman saying, well, just something happened by some people.
Right.
It's been reduced to that.
Right.
Really?
Yes, exactly. And as you said, as we both said, this ain't going away. It ain't over till it's over. And because jihad is all about doing God's will, that is a fervent, motivation to continue these attacks, continue to try to turn the globe into every nation being guided, being ruled by Allah's law.
Mm-hmm. And here, as a result of this, and of course, President Bush's sensitivity about a knee-jerk reaction and maybe an anti-Muslim hatred response,
right.
we almost did the opposite.
Yep. Almost.
Probably some would say, look in parts of the country, and we see bastions of protected areas and Sharia law being practiced, and and you're just going, okay, how much of this is going to happen to where it just becomes acquiescence on part of the American body politic to just say, well, it's too much, we can't do anything about it, and we find ourselves like some of our European partners that have been overrun by this.
Yeah. I just want to leave on one happy note, Bill.
Okay, please.
And that is Todd Beamer's last words, famous Todd Beamer. Are you guys ready? Okay, let's roll.
Let's roll.
That became the rallying cry of all the U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan in the war. Okay, you guys ready? Let's roll.
Well, I would say, ladies and gentlemen, that look at the time to keep rolling is still now, isn't it, Bruce?
Yes, it still is, Bill. Absolutely.
There it is. Here he is, our favorite historian, Bruce Kaufman, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Bruce. Take care.
My pleasure, Bill.
You got it.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Amazon is introducing a new music benefit for Prime student members as students get ready to head to campus this fall. New and current student members can now subscribe to Amazon Music Unlimited, the premium subscription tier of Amazon Music, and immediately access more than 50 million songs, including the latest releases, for an additional 99 cents per month to their monthly or annual Prime Student Membership plan. By adding Amazon Music Unlimited, Prime Student members can get thousands of curated playlists, stations, and discover new music through Voice with Alexa in the Amazon Music mobile app. Julie Law, Amazon.
Amazon Prime offers college students the best of shopping and entertainment, and we're adding Amazon Music's premium streaming service to Prime's fast, free one-day shipping, as well as unlimited streaming on Prime Video.
College students who haven't yet tried Prime Student can also sign up for a 6-month trial at amazon.com/primestudent.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America today remembering the 9/11 attacks 18 years later.
Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
Then President George W. Bush speaking there on that tragic morning. Today, President Trump and First Lady Melania are at the Pentagon Memorial Services, a 9/11 ceremony also to be held at the Flight 93 National Memorial in Pennsylvania, where Vice President Mike Pence is in attendance, and New York City is holding its traditional reading of the names of all of the victims in the 9/11 attacks when the towers came down at Ground Zero. Republicans win two U.S. House special elections in North Carolina yesterday. After the victories, President Trump tweets, "Big night for the Republican Party. Congratulations to all." And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. She is the president and founder of the Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth Martin is with us. Jenny Beth, it was getting nice there for a while when Congress, was out of session. We heard so little about impeachment, but they're back. And, all the madness is returning. And, when you think about the number of days, which are quite minimal, because before you know it, there's going to be full distraction with the 2020 campaign.
That's very true. We've got more than half of the Democrats in the House who have now said that they support impeachment or an impeachment inquiry, some movement on impeachment. And they're pushing forward with that with full force. And then they know that they have a certain amount of time. And once about Thanksgiving or so hits, maybe the end of the year, they will really be running up against not being able to get very much done at all, because everything they do will be people will be focused on the elections. It doesn't mean that there won't be votes, but I think that the votes are more votes to go back and use to campaign on more than anything else.
Exactly, or to protect certain seats and that sort of thing that are in some regards mostly show. That's what we're getting, sadly. And then of course we've got a major impact that's very much on the horizon, which has to do with budget. Are they going to be able to pass a budget and keep us from shutting down the government once again?
Right, and we will hit that, but they made a deal before they left for their August vacation that I think they're going to continue on. So they've agreed on spending for the rest of this year and the debt limit, and basically they've done everything that they can to push any other votes until the end of the election.
Right. Right.
And that's what Congress does well. They kick the can down the road,
yeah,
no matter which party it is.
At our expense, no doubt. Meanwhile, you've got the 2020 candidates for the Democrats, Bernie Sanders in particular. I mean, in search of a message here, I mean, just everything's giveaway. Let's see who can out-Marxist the next Marxist and be more communistic, than their fellow comrade there on stage. But as you write about, Bernie's criminal justice reform is an absolute fantasy, for example.
It really is. And his criminal justice reform plan should really be the Socialize America plan, because it does address things that are related to criminal justice. For instance, he wants to abolish the death penalty in the war on drugs, give felons the right to vote, and remove questions regarding conviction histories from job applications. So those things, a little bit outside of what mainstream America would want and are related to criminal justice reform. But he also wants to enact a $15 minimum wage, have Medicare for all single-payer health insurance, $25 billion to end homelessness, and turn the post office into a bank.
It's
a little bit mind-boggling how much is inside his criminal justice reform plan.
Yeah, it is amazing, and I'm just thinking that, on top of that, here's 7 hours. Hey, let's all get together, and CNN's going to carry 7 hours on climate change, and that was going to be the thrust and the focal point. And it's like, what happened if you held one of these and nobody came? And that's pretty much kind of what happened.
It is a little bit of what happened there. I was so busy with the things going on with my children and school that I just didn't make the time to watch most of those. There's only so much time in the day.
And
in that respect, I'm a little bit, I was acting a bit like normal Americans do.
Jenny Beth. I mean, why do you want to invest 7 hours in something that's really kind of a loser topic? And, even when you took a look at, some of the, they're not even highlights, but lowlights from that 7 hour, you're going, thank God I didn't invest 7 hours of my day into that.
Exactly. Because you would never get those back. And so much of it is just, it's the same thing, and it's hysteria, and it's raising red flags to scare us and use that emotion to take more control of our lives and give that to the government.
Well, Jenny Beth, you and I talked about this the last time that we were together here, and that is where the Democrats are going. I mean, they're all in. I mean, this is a life and death proposition. I mean, this is whether or not the Democrats can continue to be a formidable political force in representing a significant number of the body politic. I just think that, if there was any kind of voter fraud, any kind of cheating that took place before, it is going to be on steroids. I mean, here it is. You've got Dr. Robert Epstein, who supported Hillary Clinton. He reported after all his research that what Google did, for example, in rigging the whole process, and this is Google, and they already made the announcement they're going to, forget about putting any thumbs on scale. They're going to put full-blown body parts on it to do what they can because they want to make sure Donald Trump doesn't get reelected. But they were manipulating. I mean, for all the craziness that we've been going through regarding, Russian intervention into the election process, you have this credible researcher who supported Hillary Clinton saying that his research indicates that what Google did affected the votes of anywhere between 8 and 10 million people.
Right, and that is quite a significant number of people who are voting, and it can affect the outcome of the election. And this is from the company that had a company meeting, and they cried after Hillary Clinton lost the election. So and that's fine, you can cry, but I think that crying at a company meeting over who won or lost an election shows you you're not focused as much on what the company needs to be doing as you are just on yourself. Mm-hmm. It's very concerning the power that Google has. And it's not just their search results, though that's massive. It's Gmail and YouTube. And YouTube is the number two, maybe it's even the number one search engine at this point in the country. So you've got Google for the text, and then you've got YouTube for video and images. So they have tremendous power and sway, and I don't think that enough Americans understand how the algorithms work, the way their data is being sold, and the way that these big tech companies are so much more interested in being global companies that they ignore the country that makes it possible for them to even have a company in the first place.
You know, if you believe in an American first mission, they are anything but America first.
That is true. Mm-hmm. Well, they're Google first, and they pretend to care about the rest of the world, but they're Google first. And I think mm-hmm. at the end of the day, they care about their bottom line, and they use everything else to increase the numbers at their bottom line, which is what companies should do, but they do so in a very disingenuous way.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, when you present yourself, whether it's Google, Facebook, or Twitter, as apolitical, and you're far from that, I mean, this is the problem and the challenge we have right now, whether it has to do with any elements of the media, the kind of fake news that's out there right now. I mean, this is all a challenge. I mean, and, you know, and again, when we go back to the motivation for the Tea Party Patriots, it was this. We wanted honesty. We wanted truth back into our government, did we not?
That is exactly right. That's exactly what we wanted, and we still have a long way to go.
Well, Jenny Beth, again, we applaud you for your activism and for, you know, making it possible for everyday citizens to activate. So how can they get involved and, you know, be a part of the solution?
Well, what you can do is you can go to teapartypatriots.org. Again, that's teapartypatriots.org. And next Thursday, we're doing a rally on Capitol Hill, Stop Socialism, Choose Freedom. If you can join us for that rally in Washington, D.C.
Interest rates by 0.25%. Chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law Number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Your vision is a precious treasure, and research shows the typical American diet falls woefully short in essential eye nutrition. Fill in the gap with Quantum Nutrition Labs Eye Support, rich in zeaxanthin and lutein, plant DHA, a vegetarian omega-3 fatty acid, and glutathione for antioxidant support. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez Live.
This is your time, your moment. Don't fight, don't fight, your golden. You come so far, keep going.
You know, it's time for a comeback, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I just wrote a column on the second American Revolution. You know, people, and I want to bring Dan Perkins here right now. Dan is an author, celebrated author, and a foreign policy expert. And Dan, good to have you on the show. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. I'm fine, thank you. And yourself?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. All is well, you know, with the new grandson. You know, he wasn't supposed to make an appearance till about now. Of course, came 6 weeks early in Maui, Hawaii. And but he's doing great. He's flourishing, and all is well, thank God.
Good.
So we're having a good time. So we're very blessed. No, we're on the East Coast. We're on the East Coast, back home in Florida here. You know, we got a respite from Dorian, so I was able to slide in after it passed through. And all is well. So it's good to be back home. But, you know, I was just mentioning, Dan, that this column that I wrote about the second American Revolution, people have been calling for it, praying for one. And I'm saying, hey, look, it's here. It's been here. You know, like most wars or any major, you know, disturbance in the force, it happens, and then you have to analyze it almost in retrospect. But I would say that when Donald Trump came down the golden escalator at Trump Plaza to announce his candidacy, that ignited, and that was the first salvo that went over the bow of the boats of the Marxists and radical leftists of our country. And ever since then, all hell has been breaking loose, and it continues to mount up in every turn. And, you know, here we are.
Yeah, and it's interesting. It's an interesting perspective. I tend to agree with you. I was there. I was in the building, but I was watching it on TV. So I was doing a radio show. Mm-hmm. And after he finished, I said to my partner at the time on the show, this man's going to want not only get the nomination, he's going to be the next president, because what he's saying is what an awful lot of people in this country believe, and nobody's had the courage to say it. And now that Donald Trump has said it, you're right, all hell broke loose, because the biggest complaint about Donald Trump is that he didn't know how to fit into the elite structure of Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. And he didn't do that. And yeah. because he didn't do that and continues not to do that, that he deals with the American people on a direct basis, they're still having significant problems dealing with Donald Trump because he will not play under their rules.
Exactly.
And that that bothers them no end. That's why they've been doing working so hard to get rid of him. And now we have the new threat of possible impeachment. And yet the polling data from the American people is they don't want an impeachment. They got what they were looking for with Mueller, and Mueller said there was no crime, there was no collusion and no obstruction of justice. And the Democrats rejected their own person. And then they
exactly.
brought him before Congress, and he embarrassed himself and the Democrats. And they still haven't given up. So they feel they have to literally go to war to try and preserve what it is they've had for 4 decades.
Exactly.
And Donald Trump isn't standing for that. And as a result, they are on a full out assault every day, 24 hours a day, to try and bring this man down. Mm-hmm. And so far, they've not been able to do it. And I'm not sure that they ever will be able to do it.
Well, the problem is they're fighting against the truth, Dan. I mean, you can't manufacture this stuff, and you cannot. I mean, a lie is only going to take you so far. It is, in the long run, it's unsustainable. Unfortunately, as you know, in history, big lies have been very costly. It has murdered millions upon millions of people historically. So that's very concerning here, especially in light of a generation of up-and-coming voters who have been indoctrinated at these liberal universities and think that socialism is the way to go. But, you know, once you pick up a history book and take a look and see what socialism, communism, and Marxism delivers, you know, we're talking millions of deaths in its wake. I mean, this is what you want to do? I mean, people love Donald Trump because he is independent. He's not beholden to the traditional forces of the Beltway. And but the thing is that, you know, with the reelection of Donald Trump, and what we should have learned from 2018 is that Donald Trump needs reinforcements. If you're going to reelect Donald Trump, then you better make sure that he gets the House and holds on to the Senate. Otherwise, we are going to continue with more of the same. At a time when we could be doing so much better, Dan, for the American people, we are being bogged down by Democrats that just want to resist. And for the sake of power, as Lindsey Graham said, they're willing to go full throttle in this insane pursuit of an impeachment of Donald Trump. When they have got, I mean, they're caught with their hand in the bag. I mean, all this information from Judicial Watch, this pontification that they've been going and this lie that they've perpetrated is exposing even the Barack Obama White House and the intelligence community en masse. I mean, they're putting this all on the line, and something is going to give here, Dan, in such a big way. I mean, we talk about, constitutional crises and that have come up from time to time. But I believe that we are in the market for a crisis of epic proportion when, you know, finally revealed just how diabolical, you know, this plan to basically orchestrate a coup of a legally elected president of the United States.
I absolutely agree with you, Bill. I hope and pray that the second report from the Inspector General on the FISA abuse, the state's attorney in Utah, the one in Connecticut, and Barr bring out the information, because part of the problem we have, Bill, is that you and I talk about this, we read it, we study it, we understand it, but we don't have control of the major media. So the vast majority of Americans get their news from the major networks, and it's biased. Harvard just produced a study that showed that CNN and NBC, not MSNBC, NBC, produce about 93% of their news is negative against Trump.
Right.
My point being is that the American people are not getting the other side of the story.
Right.
I believe that whenever they figure out who's going to be the candidate for the Democratic Party, we go through the conventions, all the stuff that's coming out from the special counsels and everybody else and the attorney general, when it starts coming out, It'll be monitored. It will be massaged. It will be controlled by the mainstream media. But when we get into the campaign, we're going to have a president who's going to have all of this information. Mm-hmm. And he's going to be able to speak to people. And because they want their Democrat to win, they are going to be forced to cover what the president is saying. And that's going to be the downfall of them, because knowledge is power. And right now, there is a manipulation in the news media about the economy, for example. They're doing all these stories about a possible recession. Are we in recession? Mm-hmm. And then they take a poll, and they find that 60% of the people who are responding to the poll think we're in a recession. They created the news themselves by what they were doing.
Exactly.
I think once we get to the campaign, the American people will hear the rest of the story. And as you so accurately pointed out, we'll be outraged at what was happening in our own government.
Well, I just don't want them, Dan, to throttle it back, to think that people can't handle the truth. This is what happened with Comey and Hillary Clinton. He didn't want to interfere, but he interfered. And basically the attitude of the FBI was, as you reported previously, is that they referred to her as Mrs. President. In their mind, she was already the President of the United States. So they felt like they were on hallowed ground here for some reason. But look at it. If we're going to get down to the truth, I mean, I just don't want to be insulted, because what happens is the mainstream media, along with these entities that are supposed to be the bastions of truth, these three-letter agencies that we pay for, they feel like we can't handle the truth. And then guys like you and me and others that are pursuing the truth, they give us tinfoil hats and we look like conspirators.
Right. I think that we're pointing towards the ultimate catharsis for this country.
Mm-hmm.
And I've written about that, and I believe that the ultimate catharsis for this country is the indictment of Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't believe all these activities at such a high level of government were not made aware of and supported by the former president of the United States. And that will bring all of this in focus. He can't be impeached because he's no longer president, but he can be tried.
Right.
As a citizen, for obstruction of justice and everything else, and just as the Democrats have told us, so could Donald Trump, so could Barack Obama.
Exactly.
But you're beginning to hear it. I mean, Joe Biden over the weekend, you might have heard him. I'll quote him. Hell yes, I would appoint Barack Obama to the Supreme Court. Yeah. Okay. First of all, my first reaction was, why would Barack Obama want to take a pay cut?
Mm, yes.
Number going to the Supreme Court. Number two, he's never been a judge. He hasn't written an opinion on anything, so he has no judicial record. And number three, why in the world would Barack Obama want to go before the Senate Judiciary Committee and have the Republicans tear him apart? He's not going to do that. Why did Biden say it? Pandering to the black community that he's on their side.
Well, hey, look, we're just warming up here. Get ready, I'm telling you. Dan Perkins on Bill Martinez Live, foreign policy expert and author. Dan, as always, appreciate the time, buddy. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you, Bill. It's always a pleasure to be with you. Bye.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Most of you.